Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to the Mindful Mama Podcast, episode 183. Today, we're having a special on-air coaching edition on how to handle potty talk. Welcome to the Mindful Mama Podcast. Here, it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. At Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Field's Mindful Mama Mentor. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I've been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting Now membership, and I'm the author of the upcoming new book, Raising Good Humans, a mindful guide to breaking the cycle of reactive parenting and raising kind, confident kids. Welcome back. So glad you are here, dear listener. Oh my gosh, do you have kids going back to school this week? If your kids are old enough for that, mine are. It's crazy. It's end of the summer transition time. Whew, so many big emotions coming up around my house. And maybe they are for you too. I don't know. But I am so glad to be here in your ears today. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. This is a very special episode of the Mindful Mama Podcast where I'm going to be talking to a wonderful mindful parenting alumni, Bethany, about a mom of a six-year-old, about her challenges having to do with her six-year-old being really negative and using inappropriate language in public, which then, of course, results in the four-year-old doing the same thing. And so she had been using threatening consequences to get them to stop. So we talk about what is happening and how to deal with that. So the whole potty talk is super annoying, but it really gets worse when your child does it in public, because then it really triggers this embarrassment too. So you'll hear as I talk to Bethany about how to deal with this and the other things that her six-year-old is saying. So be sure to tune in. You're going to hear some important takeaways that resorting to threats may seem okay and may seem to actually work in the short run, but in the long run, it actually creates resistance, and how vital it is to acknowledge and feel our feelings, and then the beliefs actually that are under the surface that can drive our behavior. It's really fascinating, and I know that you will get so much out of this episode. And before we dive in, I just want to let you know that the Mindful Parenting membership is coming so soon. We are working like crazy, my team and I, behind the scenes, getting things ready and to get things all ready for our already existing members and then welcoming in the new members for the first time. We're so, so excited. And we are going to be kicking it all off with my Mindful Parenting free training, which is a really valuable, amazing 4 days of live training with me, where you're going to learn why your kids don't listen to you, how your brain is playing tricks on you, and how to create cooperative kids without losing your temper. So this is all going to be September 16th through 19th. This is 2019. And the people get so much out of it. Natalie said that the live training component really made her feel more involved and willing to participate. And she felt like she had everything to gain from this. And Ashley was so sweet. She said, my laid-back, fun-loving, easygoing attitude is refreshing and grounding. So she felt like it was an incredible introduction to mindful parenting strategies. And Christina told me that she now has a more positive outlook and she's focusing more on self-care, and then the bite-sized lessons really fit into her everyday life. So I hope that you will join us for this mindful parenting free training, September 16th through 19th. If you can't make it live, we'll have some recordings. And you can join at mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. That's mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. So I hope that you will join us and I get to meet you in real time and interact. I think that would be awesome. Let's chat. So mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. Be there, be square. All right, now join me at the table as I talk to Bethany. Bethany, thank you so much for coming on the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me on here.
I'm glad to have you on here. And so this is an on-air coaching call. You took Mindful Parenting way back when, and I'm so excited to talk to you about, we'll talk about some of your wins and some of your challenges that are happening. But can you give us just sort of the lay of the land? Who are the major players in your life?
Yeah, so my husband and I live in Annapolis, Maryland. We have two boys who, one just turned 4 and the other is 6 and a half. And we have a dog and a cat.
Who might make an appearance audio-wise. Right. Who knows? We'll find out. Cool. And tell us what are some wins for you recently? So this is how we, you know, for the listener, this is how we start our coaching calls in mindful parenting, is that we lean into the wins because we know our brains have a tendency to move towards the negative. So we practice leaning towards and appreciating the positive. So what is that for you, Bethany?
Yeah, I have a lot of wins. It's hard to pick, but I've been doing your course again with this group in the spring now. Mm-hmm. It was sort of perfect timing because, I mean, I do it every time it comes around again because it's just super helpful and I get more out of it every time, learn new things. And, you know, as my kids are growing, our challenges change. So okay. It's always useful. And I just finished radiation for breast cancer a few weeks ago. So I'm starting to get my energy back. I've been doing the yoga and mindful meditation every morning, which is a huge help. I just feel like my whole day is smoother thanks to those practices, especially the like 5-minute yoga that you give us, because that's usually all I have time for in the morning, but that's been great.
Oh, good. I'm glad that that's helping. That's going to be incredibly hard to be, you know, going through that, your breast cancer with a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, you know, having them there on your journey with that, you know, seeing you, your difficulties with that.
Right. And I think I'm a lot more patient now that I'm less tired.
Oh, good.
That makes it tougher to be, you know, not reactive when you're exhausted.
Yeah. So the radiation was like making you really tired, and now kind of finishing up, you're able to have some more energy and attention and all that stuff.
Right.
Oh, good. Whew. Wow. Okay, cool. So some wins, you're really kind of diving in again. You're coming back to that meditation and that self-care, and that's great. I love it. High five, mama.
Thanks.
All right. Awesome. Cool. So what challenges are coming up for you?
The main thing lately is my 6-year-old has a tendency to use a lot of potty talk. Like boys think it's funny to talk about poop all the time. Apparently I didn't know this until I was a mom of 2 boys, but they think it's hilarious. So he's always making up songs or rhymes or just all kinds of things about inappropriate topics, or he loves to talk about movies that he knows he's not allowed to watch, like Deadpool or Jason, which is really embarrassing when we're out in public, because you know, I have to say, I promise I don't let him watch that. You know, like he's never seen that movie. I promise. But then, you know, when he gets going, then the four-year-old gets going too. And then I just find myself usually resorting to threats because it's just so embarrassing and I need it to stop. It's like, this has to stop right now. There's other kids around or, you know, other families. And I'm like, I start the counting to three, or I just say there's going to be a consequence, which is not, it's not where I want to go, but I haven't figured out how to calmly get through that when we're out in public, I guess, is the biggest challenge right now.
Are you frustrated with parenting? Do you want to practice conscious, compassionate parenting, but you don't know how? It's not easy, and there's no roadmap for this until now. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I know how frustrating it is because I've been there. I struggled as a young mom, and when I found myself yelling and triggered by my child, I knew there had to be a better way, and there is. Mindful parenting is different from other parenting trainings. They don't tell you that all of that good advice is as good as useless when our internal stress response is triggered. Mindful parenting teaches you research-based tools and practices to reduce your stress response so that you can respond rather than react. And it teaches you exactly what to say so that you can create willing cooperation from your child. You can learn more and enroll at mindfulparentingcourse.com, and you can join us for a free live training coming up soon where you'll learn why your kids don't listen to you, how your brain undermines your parenting, and how to create cooperative kids without losing your temper. Sign up now at mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. That's mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. I'll see you there.
Parenting can be loud, stressful, and rough some days. And we want to be able to go to bed and take care of ourselves in a really beautiful way. And that's why I love that Cozy Earth is a sponsor of the podcast. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. The bedding is temperature regulating, which is like a huge sleep benefit, has superior softness, incredible fabric, and incredibly high quality. All the products come with a 10-year warranty. Truly, incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. You deserve to treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence after all the day's craziness of parenting with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And it's a way to prioritize your self-care and sleep health. You deserve it. And here's an exclusive Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use the code MINDFUL35 for 35% off. That's awesome. At CozyEarth.com. That's coupon code MINDFUL35 for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. So my husband's had hair thinning issues for years, for a long time. It's not something he'd love to have. And he's done some things for it. But recently started using Nutrafol, and oh my gosh, we have actually seen quite a difference. Did you know that for women, hair thinning happens in approximately 1 in 2 women? And if you're among them, I want you to know that you're definitely not alone. It's normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. But you can join over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding, like my honey. Physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. And while many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription required, free shipping, and automated deliveries to ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MINDFULPARENTING. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MINDFULPARENTING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MINDFULPARENTING.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an incredibly embarrassing and frustrating moment.
Yes.
Oh, man. So you're out and about, and he's saying, he's deliberately stirring the pot. He's like, let me talk about poop. Let me see if I can talk about movies I'm not allowed to watch, that right. kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear that. Actually, my one of my parenting mistakes was taking my daughter when she was, I actually took my daughter when she was 7 to a really scary movie inadvertently. Because my oldest daughter had read the book Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, and I'm like, actually, I usually check like common sense media and all that stuff, but somehow I didn't. I kind of thought, like, since the word children was in the title, and my daughter, who was like at that time 10 or 11, had read it, I thought, oh, it should be fine. And it's not. It's a real, don't take your kids to see it. It's like one of the most frightening movies I've ever seen. She loves to tell the story of how she went to this movie and she was so scared and I was so scared. We comforted each other.
Right.
But yeah, those things that are like the transgressions are like the things that are they get the most reaction, right? They're the funnest stories to tell.
Yes.
Aren't they? Yeah. Yeah. So in those moments, how are others reacting to him, and how are you're reacting with some threats and some embarrassment, sounds like.
Right. Usually, I mean, I try before we go places to say, I expect, and I usually just pick three things, like, you know, speaking nicely and good manners, and usually stay with me, the top three. And, you know, if we're out and they start with that, I'll say, you know, that's not appropriate. Let's talk about something else. But if he's really trying to get to me, it works. And I usually will say, you know, we're not talking like that, stop right now. And then I will resort to, there's going to be a consequence, or if you keep talking that way, we're going to take away screens for the day, which usually works. But then I will have to say, like, one, you know.
And then they'll stop.
But it's like, I don't like getting there with the threats. And I'll even say, like, please don't make me threaten you.
Yeah. And the screens are totally unrelated. So it's basically like, it's definitely like a punishment, right? It's like, I'll make you unhappy later if you don't comply with me now. And it's interesting. So that, you know, they stop the behavior because they don't want to lose the screens. But imagine, so what generally happens with that when we use like punishments and threats like that is it causes a lot of resistance because they don't want to be manipulated.
Right.
And things like that. Okay. So I love that you share your expectations first. I think that's great. So one thing I think that I would encourage you to do is to have a conversation with them where you share how this behavior affects you in an iMessage. So you know what that is. So I'm going to challenge you to try to come up with an iMessage about the potty talk.
Okay. So I might say, Ellis, when you use potty talk out in public in front of other people and other kids, I feel really embarrassed and really worried that the other kids are going to learn those behaviors, or the other parents are going to think badly of us. And I really can't enjoy my time out with you when you're talking that way.
That sounds great. It sounds like a great iMessage. Well done, Bethany.
I'm practicing.
That's great. So have you tried this iMessage?
I have. I think I'm not real consistent when it comes to this behavior. I have tried it. And I've even said, you know, like, when we're at home, and it's just the family and you're goofing around, that's different and that's okay, and get it out of your system. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about it when it's not right then and there happening. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm a little more reactive with this because I'm embarrassed. So I don't always remember to say that iMessage. Sometimes I jump right to cut it out, you know, like the panic mode.
Yeah, yeah. So this is good. I'm glad you brought this up because this is a perfect kind of thing that you want to kind of practice with ahead of time, right? So because one of the big things that I'm seeing here is that it gets to you, right? It works. Yes. And this is so it's powerful. And you have a 6-year-old who's using his power, and right now he has some resentment because of the threats and the, you know, so he wants to use this power. There's like a you know, if you picture sort of two fists right against each other, this is kind of what's happening right now. Why I underline that it gets to you is that what I think might be a good strategy for you is to practice to start detaching from what's happening, right? Like, let's look at this. Okay. So when you feel embarrassed, right, when the other parents are there, you're worried because you're thinking that they're thinking what?
These boys have terrible manners. This mom has no control. She's not taught her children well, that kind of thing.
Okay. So the boys have terrible manners. Mom has no control.
Right. I don't want my kids around them. They're going to learn bad things.
Okay. Yeah. So is it true that your boys have terrible manners?
Once in a while. Not overall.
Not overall, right? Okay. So that's not true. And now the mom has no control. This is a tricky one because in actuality, we don't have any, you know, huge control over other people. We know that our kids choose their own behaviors. We aren't like puppet masters with them, but let's look at sort of in the big picture as far as, you know, overall presence. You know, would you say that that's, you know, 100% true that you have no control of your kids?
No.
Okay. So neither of these are true. The boys have terrible manners. Mom has no control. So neither of these are true. How do you act in the world? How do you behave? How do you behave towards yourself, towards your sons, towards other people when you're believing these thoughts that that other people are thinking boys have terrible manners and mom has no control?
I'm nervous and I'm reactive. I'm definitely, I don't know. I just want to escape, like get away from the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're like fight, flight, and flee.
Yes.
flight responses activated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that makes sense because, you know, of course we are social animals, right? Like how we are perceived in our social milieu for 100,000 plus years really, really mattered, life and death kind of style. Now it doesn't so much, but yeah. So our nervous system doesn't quite know that yet. Yeah. All right. So you're nervous, reactive, you want to escape. Do these thoughts about, you know, boys having terrible manners and mom having no control, do they add to your peace or they take away from your peace?
They take away, definitely.
They add stress, right?
Right.
Okay, add stress. Okay, so let's do some imaginary thinking and imagine if you didn't have the thought that others are thinking the boys have terrible manners and mom has no control. If you didn't have that thought, who or what would you be like?
I'd be pretty easygoing for the most part until it gets annoying, and then I would be just irritated.
Yeah, you would just deal with the problem without this sort of extra layer, kind of sounds like you would.
Right.
Yeah, without that extra layer of embarrassment. So let's imagine, can we imagine sort of the opposite or the turnaround of these thoughts that are causing you to, you know, be nervous and reactive? What's the opposite or the turnaround of the boys have terrible manners?
The boys are kind and caring and polite. And
what's the opposite of?
Yeah. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry to interrupt too. What's the opposite of mom has no control?
The mom is so calm and laid back, and the boys are so well behaved.
All right.
Isn't that great for them?
That's great. So I'm just trying to. What I'm trying to invite you to do is to kind of examine the underlying thought, right? That's driving this. This whole sequence, right? Mm-hmm. For your son, it's just like he's getting this attention, and they're just, it's a whole phase, right? Kindergarten, yeah. You're just fascinated with that. And for you, it gets to you. And we want to kind of like look at underneath the surface of why is this getting to you, so that we can kind of untangle it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can start to look at this thought and detach from it a little bit, the embarrassment can start to sort of go down. And why we want to do that is because it's sort of paradoxical, right? The less you care about this, the less power it will have, the more the behavior will start to fade away. Does right. that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's imagine next time you're with a bunch of people. Okay, let's just picture this moment. Mm-hmm. Your son says something about poop. Starts talking about poop. I want you to know, just kind of close your eyes and check in with what does the feeling feel like in the body of embarrassment? Where does it come up in your body?
Like a lot of tension in my jaw and shoulders, and my stomach kind of feels sick.
Okay. So take a moment just to close your eyes and kind of look at that tension in your jaw and your shoulders. And I invite you here to just be curious about it, right? We're just going to look at it like a scientist. Isn't this interesting? And I want you to just allow it to be here. Okay. And in your mind, just say to it, okay, hello, old friend embarrassment. Hello, I see you there, right? So just mentally greet it. Hello, old friend, embarrassment. I see you there. And then I want you to now choose your next action. Choose what do you think would be the best way to address this behavior, disregarding, you know, what other people think, but how it affects you. How can you deal with this behavior from a more grounded place of not letting it be such a big deal, but also interrupting it.
Okay. I think if I can take a moment to step back and take a deep breath, you know, consciously relax all those muscles that just tensed up when I got embarrassed. And, remember how much I love my kids and that they're generally wonderful and well-behaved and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just think about how can I react to my son without him thinking, oh boy, I'm getting riled up now. Let's keep doing it. Like, oh, mom doesn't really care, but she wants me to do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to tell you about a great podcast that you should check out, especially if you ever deal with any school system, which you probably do. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Ortubé, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. And this season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP and busts common myths about special education. So I checked out the episode on the difference between IEPs and 504 plans because my daughter Maggie uses a 504 plan, and it was really, really helpful. It went over all the differences, which one's better, how to get them, different myths and what your rights are, all kinds of different things that you should understand if your child may need extra help in education through an IEP or a 504 plan. The tone is super helpful, friendly, and smart. I highly recommend you check it out. To listen to Understood Explains, just search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's it. Understood Explains. It is beautiful here in Delaware. All the trees are blooming and all the flowers are blooming. It is gorgeous, but that means that people in my family and myself are suffering from some allergy symptoms. So I am thrilled to let you know about Astepro. You may not know about it. It's brand new. It's a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, but I swear, like, it started working so quickly. I used it right before I went for a run, and it worked so quickly. Astepro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief. So it could be like from cats as well, from nasal congestion, runny nose, itchy nose, and sneezing. I love that it goes right in my nose, so it's not like going in all the different parts of my body. It is steroid-free. It is working so, so fast. Get fast-acting nasal allergy relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itching due to allergies.
So I picture you, Bethany, like crouching down to him, taking a deep breath, crouching down, maybe touching a hand to his shoulder so you look him in the eye, and then trying out an iMessage from there. What might your iMessage kind of look like there?
Well, if I could try not to feel embarrassed, I might say.
Well, it's not, no, that's when you're not trying not to feel embarrassed. You're just saying, you're just allowing the embarrassment, right? You're just gonna, but don't act from that place. Does that make sense? Okay. Like, you're not trying to shove away the embarrassment. You're just, hello, embarrassment, old friend. I see you there. Okay, you're here. But you know what? I can choose to act from a place of compassion and from a place of, I'm my child's mentor. I'm my child's teacher. I'm here to mentor and teach and coach him on how to be in the world. Okay.
Okay. So then I might say, when you talk that way, I feel disappointed because I know you're a wonderful child who's kind and caring and sweet. And that's not coming across right now. So I'm really not enjoying our time together because I prefer to be with the sweet boy I know you are.
Mm, okay, cool. yeah, okay. And you're allowed to say, you know, I feel embarrassed, you know, and I think that he understands that, and disappointed's great too. So then you give this message and he's in the habit now of resisting your threats and he's kind of like, we want to remember that with this behavior, he's like, he's got a train going in a certain direction and it's got some momentum.
Right.
So he may not stop this right away, right? So what would be a natural, if he continues to say, okay, let me see if I can get a rise out of mom and continue mm-hmm. to do this, what can be a way for you to address the behavior without it being like punitive, but to address the, you know, can you say, okay, buddy, you know, sounds like you're not able to speak in a really, you know, in the way that we speak around other people. So can you just take him out of that situation and leave?
Yeah. I mean, we can, I guess I have to frame it as not like a threatening stop it or relieving situation, but just say right now you can't stop acting that way. So we're just going to take a break, or we're going to go do something else, or.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, you want to hold this boundary, but hold it with empathy. Be like, oh buddy, you're using that potty language again. I'm sorry, buddy. You know, we can't stay here, you know, when you use that potty language. So we're going to have to just take a break, and say it with empathy. And maybe he's like, no, mommy, give me another chance. And maybe sometimes you do, maybe sometimes you don't. And you hold that boundary. If you notice he's having trouble, you know, he's kind of pushing it. Right. But yeah, I think that what you want to think about is that you're like, that this is just the consequence, and this is just something you have to do because it's not fun to be around someone who talks like that, right? It's for everybody. So this is just part of your job, is that, oh, too bad, this sucks, oh well, you know, and try not to. So what I'm inviting you to think about is to take the drama out of it in yourself, right? Or yeah. feel the feelings, but then don't act from that dramatic place. And that's really a hard ask I'm asking you to do. It's not so easy.
Yeah. We have left a restaurant before, but it's so hard when you leave not to be like grumbling and carrying on about it afterwards. It's kind of like,
a restaurant's a tough one. If it's a playground, it's a lot easier. I'm kind of picturing the playground in my head, but
okay.
A restaurant sounds worse.
Right.
Yeah. But I bet it wouldn't take, you know, if you had to kind of do that, you know, or you could, if you were in a restaurant, maybe you would go and take a 5-minute break. That might mm-hmm. be a kind of intermediary step and say, okay, we're going to take a break in the car or outside for a moment while your brother and your dad have a nice time at the restaurant, or maybe dad takes a break, but whoever's the calmest, I suppose.
That would be me.
Yeah, you got kind of a chilled manner. Okay, so how is this landing with you, Bethany?
It's good. It's definitely helpful to just reflect on how much of my response and drama are feeding into the behavior, and to kind of step back and look at it, like, how much am I really encouraging it kind of by my reaction? So
those are powerful words. Like, that disgust response is strong. Like, I can't even look at that poop emoji. I don't even like it.
I hate that one.
I hate the poop emoji. I don't get why it's such a big thing.
Because of 6-year-old boys.
Ah, 6-year-old boys. Oh my God. Yeah, my daughters think the poop emoji is awesome.
Right.
No, it's not. Oh. All right, cool. So, and with some of these things, it is helpful to step back and sit and practice it, kind of go over it in your mind, mm-hmm. have a plan, allow yourself to allow that time to acknowledge and process the feelings that are happening for you.
Right.
Because then when we can say, okay, you know, okay, embarrassment, I see you there. Then as soon as you've acknowledged those feelings, you're kind of labeling them, that's actually giving you, it's like our, you know, it's giving, taking you kind of a little step away from them. So it's not so personal. This is just something that happens. So we all feel, and it's, you know, it's part of our human experience. We don't have to be ashamed of our embarrassment or push it away or fight it, right? Because when we fight it, when we resist it, it tends to persist. Mm-hmm. And if we ignore it, it tends to pop up and feed other things. So if we can acknowledge that feeling and say, okay, hello feeling, feel it, actually feel it, take a moment to feel the physical manifestations of this feeling, then it's not controlling you and pushing you so much from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true. That's my favorite thing about your approach, is I actually kind of look forward to the boys misbehaving. Then I can practice, you know, like, is this going to work? What's going to happen? What's going to change? It's fun.
Oh, that's so cool. So you're taking that curiosity to those moments. That's really awesome. That's great.
Like, I can't wait till we're in a restaurant talking about poop again.
You're like, really, I'm ready now.
Yeah, let's see if I can do it.
Cool. So that's cool. And that's just what you want, Bethany. You want to take these challenges, right? And let them be your teacher. Let them help you grow. Just like, we have challenges in school that challenge us and then we grow from them a little stronger. It's the same thing with our parenting. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool. Ah, well, good. All right. So, and you know, it's the same thing with the movies, by the way, that he's not allowed to watch. That's actually, like, I would kind of say I would question whether that's your problem, Bethany.
Right.
You know, you could say, well, he doesn't watch these movies, you know, and clarify any misperceptions other people might have. But if somebody doesn't believe you and says, oh my gosh, Bethany is letting her child watch Jason, you know, then that person is not a person you want for your friend anyway.
That's true. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, again, okay. Hello, embarrassment. Hello. Oh boy. All right. All right. Cool. Well, good. Well, I'm happy that you are continuing your meditation and your yoga. And I know that will help you on your journey in your recovery and all of that. And I like that your point of view about your sons you have a beautiful point of view about your sons, about these challenges, about seeing them as your teachers, and that way you have right now about not fighting these challenges and you're not feeling shame and blame and what's wrong with me about these challenges. That is really actually will help your healing too, right? Because there's a foundation there of acceptance and ease that I that's really refreshing, and I'm happy to hear.
Thanks.
All right. So looking back, we talked about your wins and we talked about the challenge of the potty talk and things like that in public. Do you have any takeaway from talking today?
Oh yeah, lots. It's just really helpful to have your questions sort of help me see things in a different point of view. Like, you know, okay, yes, you're embarrassed, and sit with that for a minute. Don't resist it too much. And just, yeah, helping talk through some different ways to respond is just really helpful. So thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And I guess my final thought for you is remember the impermanence, that this too will pass. Your son and sons are like rivers that are never the same children twice, right? They're always growing and changing, and they may have even a more difficult challenge coming. or the potty challenge may just, you know, fade away. But yeah, I wish you the best of luck with it. And thank you so much for sharing your time and sharing your voice and opening up your family. I know that it helps the listener to hear real stories and real examples. So I really appreciate that from you, Bethany.
Okay. Thank you so much for all of your help and advice and support through the years.
Thank you so much for listening and listening all the way to the end. Rock on for you. Sometimes it can be hard to get to the end of a great podcast, but you are here hearing the end. So my heart goes out to you and thanks. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to email me at hunter@mindfulmamamentor.com. Check in with me in the Instagram so that we can chat about this episode and any questions that you have. And I hope that you will join us for the Mindful Parenting free training. It's at mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. That's mindfulparentingcourse.com/free training. And I will see you there, I hope. Be there or be square. I don't know why I'm saying that today. But I hope you'll be there. You'll get so much out of it. And I can't wait to connect. Until then, and until next week, I hope you have a beautiful week. I hope you have some peace and some chill time. And I'm wishing that for you. I'm wishing that for me. And I will be practicing that for sure. All right. Till then, namaste.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.